The Vikings have arrived in Kansas City for the third preseason game, but our first one on the road. We welcome in Matt Castle. Actually, you welcome us in because we're in your hotel room.
Exactly. Welcome to my hotel room. Isn't it a beautiful place?
It is. Thank you. Thank you for having us. We do this for every road game. We come in and we talk to a player at the hotel. So we've just arrived in Kansas City. Right. Matt, last year we didn't win a game on the road. You know, so
I didn't know that stat.
Right, we were 0-7-1 on the road. So we got to switch some things up.
We did get a tie.
Right, so we got a tie in Green Bay. So we're gonna try and flip that around a little bit this year. What are some keys, do you think, to flipping the road record around? What are some things a team has to worry about when you play on the road?
Well, I think anytime you play on the road, I think the number one thing is you've got to, you know, withstand the storm, so to speak, because you go into it, to these games and they're obviously in front of their home crowd. You got to kind of control that environment and understand that early on things are going to be moving and you just want to stop that momentum that they can pick up from that. And then the second part is just really playing together and concentrating on what you need to do, because if you get overwhelmed by the environment, the noise, the fans, everything else, then playing football becomes pretty difficult.
You've been doing this for a long time. You've played in a lot of preseason games. This is the third one, and everyone calls that the dress rehearsal, right, for the regular season. Do you buy into that? Is this the most important one, or what's your mindset going into this game?
Well, I think everyone's important. I mean, they're all great dress rehearsals. I mean, last week we played a half, and I don't think anybody goes out there with the intent to just kind of put something out there. You know, we're all competing, and we're going against some good defenses. This will be another great test for us, but ultimately our goal is to get ready for the week one against St. Louis and go from there.
Have you been pleased with, you know, we'll talk about the first team offense specifically with you because that's who you've been working with. Have you been pleased with the first team's progress throughout camp and these first two games?
Absolutely, especially from where we are at and from the first mini camp in April, which seems so far in the past now. But the progress that we've made all throughout OTAs, mini camp, and now throughout camp and these preseason games, I think we've done a tremendous job. Guys are picking up the system. It seems like there's a comfort level there, which is really important because that's what you want to see. And I think the guys are really doing a great job.
You've answered a lot of questions about playing for Norv Turner and Norv Turner's offense. Mike Zimmer's our head coach, but when we talk offense, Norv gets a lot of the attention. So what's been your experience playing in a Norv Turner offense? I guess what are some characteristics of a Norv Turner offense compared to some other offenses that you've been with?
Well, I think that, you know, he tries to create great situations for you as a quarterback, and by great situations I mean mismatches on the outside. You can see we use multiple personnel, we move guys around, we go empty, we utilize the play action pass. So I mean, there's such a multitude of things that he does that it makes defenses really have to study, and it's hard to get a beat on us because of that.
You like Coach Zimmer?
I love Coach Zimmer. I think he's done a tremendous job. He holds everybody accountable, and he likes to have fun. I know that everybody thinks that on the outside he's really hardened and doesn't show a lot of personality, but in meetings and stuff like that, he's a lot of fun.
This is the preseason, but you went full go. You went tie and coat and everything, man. You look good.
Well, I figured somebody might show up to my room and be interviewing me. I didn't want to be wearing my T-shirt and all that stuff. You know what I mean? So, and plus, my wife dresses me. Let's be honest.
Okay. Well, you're a good man then. Matt Castle, always prepared and always looking good. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it.